Family members of Palestinian prisoners held their weekly sit-in inside the office of the International Committee of the Red Cross as Palestinian prisoners entered 61 days of hunger strike. Prisoners went on hunger strike in late April to protest their administrative detention. An administrative detainee can be held without charge or trial for renewable periods of up to 6 months on secret evidence. There are over 5,000 Palestinian prisoners inside Israeli prisons and detention centers. Their number has been increasing in recent days as Israeli forces arrested hundreds of Palestinians in the West Bank following the disappearance of three Israeli settlers.
I come here in solidarity with our prisoners, especially with our hunger strike. I didn't speak about myself especially, but I want to speak about many families with their brothers, sons, daughters coming here. And I want to transfer a message from these persons that you are with our prisoners to have their freedom.
Prisoners' advocacy groups accused the international community of turning a blind eye to Israeli human rights violations against the Palestinian prisoners.
The situation of most of these detainees is a very dire situation. More than 80 of them are now languishing inside some of the Israeli hospitals, suffering from health deterioration. We need international intervention. Still, the international community is keeping silent towards what's going on, what is being practiced against our detainees. Still, we didn't witness any serious position from the international community.
For the second week now, Israeli forces have prevented families of prisoners from visiting their sons and daughters in prison.
Families of the prisoners say they will continue their weekly sit-ins until all Palestinian prisoners are set free. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.